This is Twit.
Philips Hue has announced some new HomeKit devices, including an update to its Iris lamp, and what I see is, more importantly, finally, truly, actually, an LED light strip that has multiple color zones. Yeah.
Seriously.
I have been saying that folks should get the, if they're going to go for a light strip, they should get the LifeX light strip because of its multiple color zones. That the Philips Hue one is fine, but it only does one color across the whole strip at once. And that's kind of a bummer. Especially given how pricey it is. It's expensive for not being able to do the multiple zones of color. Now there is the option to have a what they call the gradient light strip, and Philips is marketing it as a great addition for your television. And in fact, I think I'll be reviewing one soon. I've got the Philips Hue Sync box and love that setup. I've been using that now for a long time. So this is meant to add to that. So I'm looking forward to it because I've got right now two Philips Hue. I think they're called, I don't remember what they're called. They're sort of pill-shaped black lamps that have a panel on the front that they shoot out the color. Yeah. The Hue Play. Yeah. Thank you.
Because I have those too on my TV.
And so I've got a Play on the left and a Play on the right. And then the current Philips Hue light strip that runs across the back of my entertainment stand. Same. So if I test out this Philips Hue light strip, gradient light strip, it's going to go on the back of my television itself. And in fact, they've actually asked me what size my television is. So I'm thinking they have multiple sizes. I'll be trying that hopefully soon and adding that to the experience and seeing how that improves upon it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that works. And I think that this could just be good in general. And I see a lot of gamers who are streamers, getting this Philips Hue Play gradient light strip. I think that's going to be where this really shines.
Is there a delay with the HDMI sync box? I know that it syncs. The point is that it syncs the lights to the audio and stuff, but I feel like that doesn't that still take a moment? Like just with gaming, the latency is like, if it has a delay.
I've never done it with gaming, but there is no delay with video because of
the way. But it can delay the video for you.
It delays the video. Yeah, it delays the video so that the lights sync up. But when you're watching it, then there's no change. I mean, you're watching the video in full, you know. I'm literally watching it on a television that supports Dolby Vision HDR. And so I'm still seeing it in all the brightest blah, blah, blahs at the proper frame rates and all that stuff. It's just that it does it so that it can send out the commands to the lights in time for everything to sync up. And I've sincerely had no issues with it. It's synced perfectly. But again, I've never done it with games. So I can't speak to those because I don't play those. So I don't know how it works with that.
Yeah.
So but I don't know if you fire your pew pew laser, if it's going to, you know, light at the right time.
Yeah, I don't think it actually would work for real time games just because that has to, gamers are like, if there's more than 2 seconds, milliseconds of latency.
It has a gaming mode.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Maybe that does.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like less. But it is, I think, with the multicolor light strip part of it, I mean, that's, I think, what really started to sell me on colored lighting was the ability to control that and also have it change over time with the LifeX thing. I think that's really cool. I really noticed that helps me work in this office for 6 months at a time without ever leaving or going outside kind of thing. Like, not that that's actually what I'm literally doing, but it's made a big difference actually having the colored lighting that can help me change the environment. Cause that's the problem, is you just never change your environment. And so having and that stuff is really good. But I think it'll be wild with the TV. I mean, the example that we were just showing on screen a second ago was like a sports team where half of them are wearing red and half of them are wearing white. And then just like the right side of the wall is red and the left side is white. Like, I still haven't found out if these are just extremely overwhelming sensory experiences or not, because that might be a little too much for us, but I want to try it one day as well.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I thought at first that it was going to be, like I said, gimmicky and distracting, but it ended up adding to the experience. I really quite like it.